Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real quick, we'll get back to the Knicks stuff, obviously, a little baseball, too. I saw Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't a quote that was directly attributed to him, but this was yesterday. We'll call BS. Let's check the BS meter on this.
So, okay.
Aaron Rodgers said that
I like that, by the way. Brandon, Sal.
A BS meter?
There could be a BS meter.
There we go. New bit.
Look,
let's get a sponsor. Let's roll.
We stumbled across it. I like it.
You can't stop us.
The BS meter. Yeah.
There we go. I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
Hoff, write that down. Yeah. Don't forget because we will. The BS meter. So let's get our little needle out here and see where it's going to point on the old BS meter.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers said that he would have retired before signing with the Giants this offseason. That apparently had no interest in playing for the Giants and Brian Daboll. Now, do we believe that, or is that his way, because he does have a massive ego, of maybe explaining away their lack of, shall we say, less than all-in interest in him?
Now, I'm confused at this. I did not see this report, but I remember Rodgers speaking highly of Brian Daboll and the meetings.
Huh?
And not ruling out the Giants as a realistic possibility. Also, I believe the Giants wanted him. They just didn't want to wait for him. I am calling high BS on that.
Are you?
Yeah, I think Rodgers, I do not think, you and I both, I think, agreed about this. I didn't think there was any way he was retiring, period. Dating back to when it was in season with the Jets, I believed Rodgers was going to play again one way or another. I mean, if he were going to be a backup somewhere, maybe that would have been a difficult pill that he wouldn't have wanted to swallow. But I thought he was going to get an opportunity to start, and I believed he wanted to play. So I'm calling BS on that. I believe he would have played and started for the Giants rather than retire.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of feeling that way a little bit, but I was making me reconsider. Let's see. Is the 2024 season wound down? It came clear. Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers would not remain with the Jets. Speculation began over where he would go next.
Yeah.
There were plenty of suitors, of course, including the Giants. At least that's what we were led to believe. Now, it seems Rodgers was never going to sign with the Giants, preferring retirement. And now here's a quote, but you're also kind of piecing things together. This is Ryan Dunleavy. I think he covers the Steelers out there in Pittsburgh. Despite his free agent discussions with the Giants and praise of Daboll, Rodgers told the Steelers media today that it was either here or nowhere and not play. All right, so now let's extend this a little forward. Is this?
I'm calling an 8 on the BS meter.
You know,
on that one.
Now that I hear that, I might have to go a little higher than I thought because this might be his way of ingratiating himself to the Steelers media. I don't think that there was any intention to harpoon the Giants. It seemed like he had authentic respect for Daboll. The only thing I will say is, you know, when you play in the same backyard as the Giants, you are very privy to any dysfunction or sloppiness that might be going on. And maybe he just didn't respect where they were as a franchise. It's pretty easy to respect the Steelers a whole lot more than you do the Giants.
Yeah, but the question was retire or play for the Giants. Remember, if he were with the Giants, he was going to be the starting quarterback. This is pre-Russell
Wilson. No question.
So you're telling me
Was Jameis there, though? Not that that would have mattered. I think Jameis had already signed.
He might have been at that point, but still, he was going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to believe that Aaron Rodgers would rather retire than play for the Giants? BS. Matter of fact, I'm changing my score. I'm like, that's a 10. I'm calling BS on Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Rodgers. Yeah, he's lying. I don't believe he wanted to retire. He wanted to play again. So whatever starting opportunity he would have had, I believe he would have taken it, especially with the Giants and Dable, who he spoke so highly of.
He
so
did.
That
he
does
did.
Not, I think that's a, it was here or nowhere. I think he's calling. He didn't have any other choices. Maybe he's referencing Minnesota more so than anything else. Minnesota did not want him.
Yes, that's true. And he seemed to have wanted them the most.
Correct. The Giants did want him. They just didn't want to wait around forever with him. And maybe they got the idea that he'd prefer going with the Steelers. Also, he wants to win. So I could see him choosing the Steelers and the Vikings over the Giants.
Me
but
too.
If he had to only play quarterback for the Giants or retire, I'm calling BS. I think he would have been quarterback for the Giants.
I just don't know with this guy.
Now,
I don't know. I mean, would it stun you? He just got married. Nobody even knows what she looks like. There's some rumors that, you know, she was in the documentary on the plane rubbing his foot with the Achilles.
Oh, got to go back and check that.
Yeah, but you don't see her face. I think you just see her hand. I don't think one of the women you do, the other you don't. Okay. I think it was just like kind of rubbing the scar from the surgery.
Maybe he married both.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know with Rodgers. God bless him.
One's tough enough, you want to?
Yeah. I mean, at times. So does it bother you that, depends what time of day, does it bother you that the Jets are already 0-1?
What do you mean?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're not beating Rodgers, dude.
I think they're going to destroy Rodgers.
Oh,
I think they're going to beat the living crap out of Rodgers.
Oh, he's going to come
in. I think they're
going to
smoke his ass.
He is going to light them up.
I can't wait for that game, actually. I think it's a great start.
I was really considering trying to go to it, but, you know, these games, sometimes they're better to watch on TV, especially week one. You want to have everything in front of you.
And I think the Giants are at the same time, too. So I'm going to record, do the juggle, and I'm going, I think one of my trips is like the next week or
I'm
traveling fairly early in the season.
Those, by the way, a lot of Giants Jets same time this
year. I know, I did see that. A lot of guys, I think there's only two or three instances where there's not.
Steelers minus -3 currently.
That's fantastic. Good for the Steelers. I don't think the Steelers are really that good. I really don't.
Dude, Tomlin.
Tomlin. I like Mike Tomlin.
Steelers
defense. Mike Tomlin's not.
You don't think Rodgers is going to try to stick it to
the He's going to try. Of course, I know he's going to try.
Oh.
By the way, what the hell did the Jets really do? I mean,
Aaron Glenn didn't want him. Made him fly across country to tell him he didn't want him.
All right, but I mean, the organization kissed his ass for years.
He
gave him all the power.
He
personnel power.
I think Rodgers is going to unleash the beast and just dance all over the Jets.
I don't see it, man. Not with this Jets defense that's going to actually learn how to tackle this summer with Aaron Glenn. Something AG was talking about in his press conference the other day. Wrapping up, pursuing.
Here we go.
I can't wait. As much as I don't want. It's funny. I always get to this point kind of right about now. I don't want to just say, I can't wait for football because you're zooming through the summer. And I don't want this. It's just starting. I don't want it to end.
Can we dip in a pool first? I mean, good God.
Yeah, it's going to be 65 tomorrow. You can. Sucks.
Know.
So I don't want to just speed it that much, but I am really excited about the Jets this year. I'm not saying, I don't mean like a gaudy win total. I am really hoping that they look like a buttoned up, functional, professional, accountable organization. And my bet is that they will, because my man AG's not taking any smack.
I, too, am excited to see what this new regime, specifically Aaron Glenn, Justin Fields, what they're going to do. However, I think week one against a better football team, a more proven football team, a well-coached football team, a good defensive football team with a quarterback, that was the one thing that was missing last year, that's got something to prove, not just to the Jets, but to everybody. What better way for Mr. Rodgers to come into his old neighborhood and set the tone for the season? Oh, dude, this is going to be a great storyline week one.
And if you subscribe to the Jets torment like some of our buddies do, like Joe B and some others, you already think that it's going to be 33-13 Steelers. I don't think that myself. But, you know, the other thing, too, I think I said this when you were out one of the days where when we got the schedule, I said, all right, if we have to, I prefer not to play Rodgers, even though it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Because I don't really want to tempt fate and have him throw for 350, maybe.
Oh, man.
Poor Jeff. if I had to play him, I think week one is the perfect time. You know why? He's not taking any snaps during the preseason games.
Right.
He's not going to take one snap. So how sharp is he? And think about now, I know he's not coming off the injury, so now he can actually train for the season rather than rehab his body, which was different than last year. But if you look at, you know, last year, the first seven games, so whatever it was, not good. The last 8-9 games-ish, he was very good.
Yeah.
Statistically, he looked different. He was rolling out, making some high-degree throws, running a little bit, high-level throws, running a bit. So I think while Aaron Rodgers will have a pretty good season for the Steelers, I don't think he's ready to roll right away with the juice in week one because he's not going to do anything this summer.
Remember, though, chip on his shoulder for the way he was treated by the Jets organization, specifically Aaron
Chip Lane. On a 40-year-old shoulder.
Okay, fair enough, but he's still Aaron Rodgers. Got DK Metcalf.
He?
Also, he knows that Jets defense better than anybody else going up against it.
And they know him now. They know him.
Ooh, baby.
They know he ain't going to run much.
That is going to be... I don't think you could cook up a better storyline for week one.
The only way you make that better, and I'm happy that they didn't do it because I was begging, please, I just want to... Let me just move along anonymously. Let me toil in that. And 1 o'clock, fourth CBS broadcast team, no disrespect. Let me just see what's happening with Aaron Glenn, not on Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. But this was a game. When you really think about it, this probably should be primetime.
Oh, it should be.
Rodgers.
It's going to be good enough anyway. I'll tell you this. I'm going to root for the Jets. I root for the Jets and Giants every year. And it'd be nice for once to get a decent football season from one of these teams. Like, for once. Get us beyond October. Please, can you? I'm begging you. One of you. You get two. Can one be worthy of some quality football for at least, I don't know, week 10? Is that asking too much?
Who do you think's got a better chance to deliver that? What you're begging for right now, which we're all begging for.
I don't think the Jets. I don't think either. I mean, I can make an argument for the Giants if everything goes right. I don't think either is going to do it this year.
Really?
But at least
the Dolphins are in turmoil. Patriots aren't that good.
At least the Jets, it's year one. So, like, there's more acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. Like, incremental progress will feel bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
think
I gotcha.
You win six games, but you'd be like, you know what? This was a really strong season.
Well, I'd have to see the six wins. I need a little more than six.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
I'm not saying it's a really strong. They go 6-11.
You could say that there's building blocks. Hey, they played discipline. They played together. They played hard, blah, blah, blah. Consistent.
Yeah. AG looks like he's not overwhelmed.
Correct.
They got the right guy, blah, blah, blah.
With the Giants, if they win six games, it's a disaster, and I think that they will. As much as I'm rooting for both football teams, I got to root for my guy week one. I'm sorry.
Who's your guy now?
Rodgers. And he's been my guy.
He just said you were rooting for the Jets.
No, no. For the season, but for week one,
You want Rodgers to...
Oh, I want him to light him up.
But what do you want more? Like 3 hours of you feeling good for some crazy reason because you love Rodgers, and I like him too. But if the Jets lose that game, the prospects of a good season, which you were just begging for, the odds decrease.
I want Rodgers to light him up.
Oh, we're gonna kill each other that first week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.